Philip Sample PX D Surgeon here. Today's date is 01/18/2029. Correction 2025. Indication is for Michael O'Mara. O'Mara spells O-M-A-R-A. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 12/29/1975. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Michael has a history of opioid use disorder, is currently on Suboxone. Also had recently neck pain with radiculopathy. Had a CT scan done, is there to review that results period. He states since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, continue to complain of his neck pain with numbness in his upper extremities, period. He denies recent trauma. He said he recalled was involved in a motor vehicle accident some time ago and suffered some neck pain then, but thinks that it is related, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. Changes involve the cervical spine, radiculopathy. Otherwise, no other changes. Period. Next paragraph. Past review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 137 over 84. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. No deformity. No step off. Mild tenderness. About correction. He has some discomfort with lateral rotation to the left and to his right. No muscle atrophy, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, except neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Correction, extremities except neck, full range of motion, no discomfort with range of motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro. Alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is medication refill. Number 3 is spinal stenosis, cervical spine. Next paragraph. Patient's eye review is CT scan, which revealed no acute fracture. There's loss of lordotic cervical, loss of normal cervical lordosis, moderate spondylosis, C5, C6, and C6, C7 disc osteophyte, complex with mild central canal narrowing suggests at each of these levels. Neuroformina and central canal demonstrate no significant stenosis at any other levels. Paranasal sinuses and mastoid ear cells are normal. Thyroid glands appear within normal limits. Recommend MRI of cervical spine. Next paragraph. CT scan of his head without contrast. There is no evidence of acute vascular insults. acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass. There is no midline shift, no hydrocephalus or extra-axial fluids, no skull fracture. The mastoid ear cells and visualize portions of the paranasal sinuses are clear. Patient was given a consult for a MRI of his cervical spine. Said he will call, make an appointment, and have studies done and follow up with the results period. His medication was refilled as follows: Suboxone 8/2, 1.5 film daily for 30 days, number 45, no refills. Next paragraph. He was advised to take over-the-counter medication for his cervical spine pain and not to take any narcotics because of the scoring program. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior, medication diversion period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done during the day. Drug screen is positive for Suboxone, which he takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances are negative, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he had none. End of dictation.